Hey, welcome back for module four homework exercise. Now you should do this exercise, as I've said in the past, as often as you can, multiple times a day if you can, because again, the exercises are the key. Sign up to the five-day challenge, which I strongly encourage you to do, and you'll receive email reminders. But at least put a reminder into your phone or on your computer for the week so that you can be doing this exercise on an ongoing basis, because without doing the exercise, we will not be seeing the results that we really want to see in our life. So the weekly exercise, the objective of this exercise, and it's actually, we have two exercises for this module. And you can do each one every single day. You set it up however it's going to work for you. But make sure to use both exercises. And so the objective of these two exercises are to slowly embrace the vulnerability of speaking truthfully. This is the key to a new horizon of freedom in your life. It's going to free you from so much burden. It will also release a lot of toxic energy that you may be carrying around from hiding, which is such a burden on us. So here's the first exercise. Take one event that occurred every day, take an event that occurred on that day, and apply the checking into reality exercise. After, which hopefully you have some experience with from the previous module, and after you apply the checking into reality exercise, speak truthfully about the event that occurred. So speak truthfully and acknowledge that the reason why you were feeling the way you did, or the reason why you behaved the way you did in response to the event, was because of the way you personalized it and not because of the, and not in response to the objective reality. The second exercise is finding one event every day when you blamed your emotional state on a circumstance or another person. Remind yourself that through the checking into reality exercise, you can prevent anything from making you feel, because the truth is that your feelings are created from within yourself and not from the things going on around you. Here are some examples of the checking into reality, going through the checking into reality exercise and then speaking truthfully about it. Okay, so here's one example. I yelled at my spouse for spending a lot of money on clothing. After calming down, I applied the checking into reality exercise and took responsibility for my anger. I realized that my anger wasn't their spending of money. It was my fear of not having enough money. Later that day, I apologized to my spouse for making it appear as if their spending is what made me angry. The real reason I got angry was because I became scared. Another example, my friend told me he didn't like the content of the course I was teaching, and I got upset, telling him that everyone loves it. What's wrong with you? There must be an issue with you, not with the course. After calming down, I applied the checking into reality exercise, and I took responsibility for my upsetness. I realized that I felt inadequate and less than good enough because he didn't like the course. When I met him next, I apologized for getting upset and thanked him for his honest feedback. I explained that I got upset because I personalized his comment instead of hearing it as valuable objective feedback. Here's a third example. I asked my friend to lend me $1,000 and he said no. I felt hurt that my friend refused to help me when I needed him. After calming down, I applied the checking into reality exercise and I took responsibility for my hurt feeling. I realized that he has the right to use his money as he wishes and is not obligated to live up to my expectation. I was hoping that through feeling hurt, he would feel guilty and change his mind. When I called him and told him, and I told him that when he said, no, I felt hurt, I apologized for implying that that his response hurt me. In other words, when I called him back, and told him that I felt hurt, I called him back and I apologized for implying that his response hurt me. I thanked him for answering me honestly and telling me what he truly wants to do, which is not lend me the money. I felt hurt, I explained, hoping that it would change his mind, which was very ugly of me, because he has every right to do what he believes is correct with his money. So good luck on these two exercises. Use them as often as you can, and this will be so powerful for you in your life. Good luck.